Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2017. Can you believe it? How fast it got here. And seeing as how this is not CNN, today I will not be taking shots of tequila. I will not be getting drunk on the air. I won't be talking about my personal life. And I won't be getting any piercings on my ear or anywhere else on my body. Because, like I said, it's not CNN. But we'll talk about that. Tomorrow, I'm going to have my buddy Pastor Chris Connell with me tomorrow just for a little a comedy relief. We're going to talk about what just happened in the New Year's Eve and all that kind of stuff. News of the day. We'll have some fun with that tomorrow. I like to have Chris in every once in a while, who occasionally sits in for me, and he'll be filling in for me next week on Wednesday. On Sunday, I'll be flying out to Oklahoma City. And I'll be out there with John and Andy Irwin, the Irwin brothers, who did Woodlawn and Mom's Night Out and October Baby. They're filming their next film right now. That was redundant, wasn't it? Out there in Oklahoma City. And I'm also going to try to meet with some folks from Hobby Lobby and talk about Harvest America and Pastor Greg Laurie and all kinds of stuff. But I'll be out there and doing the show with them next Monday and Tuesday on the set of their next movie. And then we'll be flying back from Oklahoma City on Wednesday. Again, that's next week, so my buddy Pastor Chris Connell will be filling in for me next Wednesday, but he'll be on with me tomorrow. So today, of course, yesterday being Monday, the first Monday of the new year, we were all off. So yesterday, if you had a chance to tune in, that was one of my favorite interviews I've done in the last few years with Ann Graham Lotz, who happens to live here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area where I live and broadcast from. A great show from earlier in the year about her most recent book, The Daniel Prayer, which certainly, even though perhaps you might have gotten your candidate into the White House, this country still needs major, major, major prayer. And so that was a great show from yesterday. So today, the first live show of the new year. And the first, since we couldn't do the first Monday of the month yesterday, we're doing it today. So we'll do our first Monday of 2017 with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. But before I pull David up here, I just want to mention, people occasionally will be like, hey, why do you do kind of this finance thing every once in a while? It's not like the normal show on Call to Action. And while that may be true, that finance isn't the normal focus of this radio show, it did have a lot to do with Jesus's ministry. So as a reminder to you as to why we place value on it on Call to Action Radio, it's because Jesus did, God did, the scriptures do. Jesus talked about money a lot. 16 of the 38 parables were concerned with how to handle money and or your possessions. In the Gospels alone, an amazing 1 out of 10 verses, 288 in all, deal directly with the subject of money. The Bible offers, get this, 500 verses, direct verses on prayer, less than 500 verses directly on faith, where it's directly mentioned, but more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions. So God knows our heart, right? He knows where we struggle. He knows that for most of us, this is an area that we struggle with, perhaps because we just covet. And we make it more of a big deal than it is. And most of us, let's be honest, don't handle our finances in a very godly way. We don't give the way we should. We don't invest the way we should. Some of us don't invest at all. So it's a big deal to God because it's a direct path to our hearts and our thinking. And that's why, because he made a big deal out of it as a scripture. We talk about it at least once a week here on Call to Action Radio with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. As always, Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, Happy New Year, buddy. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, Steve. And by the way, I'm not going to have any tequila or do any piercings either.
Okay, we'll keep it a CNN-free zone today.
Yeah, keep it over there. And I'm probably not going to find a gold coin in the fish's mouth the next time I go fishing either. And that's why we need to talk about being good stewards of the money that the Lord's entrusted us all with.
Absolutely. And it's great, as always, to have you on. So just for people that are newer to Call to Action Radio, David Fisher and I, he's on every Monday. But the first Monday of the month, which is now we're acting on a Tuesday, is Money Monday. We do a full show together, talk about a lot of different things, as we will today. And then the Mondays in between that, we just do a little Money Monday update, which we do in the last segment of each show on Monday. So we keep it in the forefront as much as we can, because it's a very, very important topic. Of course, today, the very first day of trading, 2017, expectations, David, for the Dow, the dollar, oil, gold, and the Fed, and the rising rates of the Fed. Will they continue to rise? So what do you think? What do you see as you look forward for the new year?
Well, the Dow currently right now, Steve, is at 19,850. We're 150 points away from that 20,000 points. I think we're going to hit it in the month of January.
Wow.
There's, you know, some people are wishful thinkers are saying, I hope it happens on the day of inauguration to really solidify that Trump is a business guy.
Right,
you know, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I think it will happen in the month of January. I think we're going to have a very good year for stocks. I don't think it's going to be like it was since the election happened. I think that's a little irrational exuberance going on there, and now it's starting to get back more into reality.
Yeah.
But to having a 10 to 15% increase in stocks, maybe 20%, I think will be something that we can expect under the Trump administration. He's a business guy. And but I think I'm saying 10 to 20% year to date by the end of 2017, there's going to be a correction in here. So we're going to see a higher uptick, but a downtick, because historically every president that has a two-term election, when the next president comes in, almost always there is a stock market correction, because the market typically corrects 7-8 years, and we're in that timeline and we're in that election period, so they kind of happen coincidentally. And so be prepared for a stock market correction in the Dow this year.
Yeah, because we know that you can run, but you can't hide, and those things always come back around. It's kind of like the sun's rising in the east and setting in the west. It just seems to be a natural part of life. And we're going to hit the first break here in a minute, but we're going to talk about tax reform today. We're going to talk about liability in American businesses, and he's got some big plans for that. Of course, we'll talk to David about some of the things going on in the banking industry. We have to talk again, as always, about the bail-in and the potential for that. What's the Dodd-Frank Act? And some things that are not happening on that front. We've got an exciting giveaway today that David is so kind to offer to the Call to Action Radio audience again. But just to kind of set up the next segment, we're about to hit the break here, David. But in terms of tax reform and everything that Trump's talked about, corporate, personal, tax liability issues, thumbs up or thumbs down, just to kind of kick us into the commercial, do you think some of this stuff's actually going to get done?
Thumbs up on corporate, thumbs down on personal, and also thumbs down on business tax.
All right, so we're going to talk about that next when we come back with David Fisher, of course, our good friend, our brother in Christ, and the CEO of Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. This is Steve Noble with Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Happy New Year to you and yours. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions, all kinds of other stuff. We'll have some fun, lighthearted stuff, and some seriousness tomorrow. And I've got my buddy, Pastor Chris Connell, coming in. He's from RFA Church here in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. You know him because he's guest-hosted for me many times in the past, so we'll be doing the show together tomorrow. Today, talking to my good buddy, David Fisher, of course, the CEO of Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is their website, LandmarkGold.com, and the phone number. Great information and education, helping you to have the information you need to make good decisions about the finances that the Lord has placed into your care, custody, and control. Their phone number, 844-879-8882, or LandmarkGold.com. A great staff, very kind, patient, and compassionate, and just there to serve you and help inform you and educate you. Well, we were talking, David, about kind of the first day of trading and looking forward in terms of the Dow and what's going to happen there. But what about the dollar? What about oil? What about gold? And what about the Fed raising rates for 2017?
Well, the dollar's at by index is 104 almost. Put into perspective, it's at a 14-year high, Steve. The low is in the 70s. The high is in the 150s. And so we're moving up in the dollar, which is good for for our currency, it's bad for trade, and it could affect the stock market at some point in time. So that's the dollar. Gold is up today a little bit. It was up 8.7% last year, as high as 30%, had a correction because of the business Trump being elected, and now things are leveling off and back into the fundamentals of gold moving back up. I think we're going to see a 10 to 20% increase this year. One thing that's unique about gold is the rarity of its is what really causes human history to buy it. And back in August, the metal prices were a little bit higher than they are now, but the deposits and discovery in 2015 was down 85% since the year 2006. So there's less gold coming out of the earth is what I'm trying to say. As far as oil.
Yeah, well, I just noticed I filled up the car, both cars in the last couple of days, and I noticed my gas price has gone up a little bit.
Yeah, oil has been trading higher. It went up 50% last year, which, you know, when some asset class becomes too low, it has to move up. And, you know, and that happens in stocks. It happens in gold. It happened in oil. Now it's $55 a barrel. I don't think we're going to see it go up 50% this year. I think we might see another 20%. So definitely oil is going to move up, I believe. The Fed getting to that. They're supposed to raise rates three times this year. They're supposed to raise it four times last year. They only raised it once. I think we're going to see the head fake again. Maybe one time they raise rates this year, and I think it'll be close to the third quarter.
Now, what about before we hit the break, I was asking you about incoming president-elect Donald Trump, the corporate tax, personal tax. You gave a thumbs up to the corporate tax, like you think he'll get that done. And then you said thumbs down to the personal tax. What about those things, and why do they matter to us as investors?
The corporate tax is how much corporations pay. Reagan had entered into office with 72% corporate tax. He lowered it to 35%, and the effect of that spurred on economic growth, but it didn't happen until about 19 months into his presidency. Trump wants to take what Reagan handed to him as 35% corporate tax, lowering it down to 15%, not as aggressive by any standpoint, but still aggressive in the environment that we're in. It's going to cause the debt to go up. It's going to cause some spurring of businesses to be built and put money in the system, but not enough money to offset the debt. The personal income is being kicked down the road. They're probably not going to even talk about that and get something in writing for another 4 to 6 months, and then they're going to probably argue about it for a little bit there. And as far as creating a tax liability on American businesses, this is kind of what's going on in today's news with GM.
You know, yeah, with Ford and some of the stuff they were doing with Mexico.
Yeah, Ford canceled a $1.6 billion plant being built in Mexico, and they want to build the cars in the United States. Good for them. GM, on the other hand, is building most of their cars here. The Chevy Cruze model hatchback, about 400 cars were built last year in Mexico and were shipped to America. And this is what Trump is tweeting about. But when you put into perspective, 4 million cars are being made from American companies in Mexico and being shipped all around the world. And Trump really, his goal is to bring all that back into play here in America. And so he's putting on duties and border taxes. We'll see if that happens. This is kind of a selective business of picking losers and winners that no president has ever been able to do. And I don't know if Trump will be able to do that one because it could create some havoc for him.
Yeah, well, you mentioned on the corporate tax and going from 35 down to 15%, and you mentioned the D word, debt, because what will happen there, and correct me if I'm wrong, is all of a sudden income to the government from the corporate world will drop. But the point is that you hope that the investment long term is, okay, we're going to lower their tax rates, which will allow them to expand and do more business, which will ultimately increase their tax revenue to the government, even though the percentage of tax revenue lowers. That's the same thing we expect to see when we lower personal income tax. Is that right?
Yes, it sounds good in theory. And yeah, we need to lower taxes to spur economic growth, but there's a fine balance there. And Reagan, when he walked into office, the national debt was $500 billion. He walked out with $2.8 trillion. Trump is walking in with with $20 trillion. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, if nothing gets passed in the spending bill, and he wants to pass a $1 trillion spending bill, yeah. But if nothing gets passed, $6 trillion is going to be added to the debt. If he passes everything that he wants to do so far that he's talked about, another $9 trillion. So that's $15 trillion. That'd be the debt at $35 trillion in a decade from now. So it's not always a good idea to lower taxes. We need to have come a plan and revise the tax system, but you can't have your cake and eat it too always. And that's where this teeter-totter balance is going to come into effect.
Now, speaking of having your cake and eating it too, let's talk about the banking situation. We've been talking a lot this past year about Deutsche Bank and then the oldest bank on the planet, Monte Paschi, out in Italy. Are we going to continue to see these types of banking problems, not only internationally, but nationally, David?
Well, I think the worst is behind us now, Steve. You know, I not only some people accuse me of reporting all doom and gloom and bad news. I think there's good news here. There's silver lining in the cloud that definitely Deutsche Bank and Monte Paschi, the oldest bank, Deutsche Bank, one of the largest European banks, I think the worst is behind them. They've gotten out of some debt structure. They're starting to make some money. There was a bailout that happened in Italy with Monte Paschi last week. Deutsche Bank settled their Department of Justice lawsuit for $7.2 billion. They made their restitution for $9 billion. Now they just got those old big things off their back, and now they're moving forward. But I will say this, 90% of Deutsche Bank revenue from last year, moving back to 2007, came from the derivative market. Now, they're trying to lower that number and not have most of their revenue coming from derivatives. I don't know if they're going to reach that or not, but that's a big number, and that is what brought the system down in 2007. So, yeah, they're out of the woods as far as their debt structure, but they're doing the same behavior that caused the 2008 crisis.
Yeah, which leads when we're talking about banking, when we come back from the break, we're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital. When we come back from the break, the thing that we always need to bring up, which is the bail-in. We've talked about bailouts. We saw the government do that. But what's a bail-in? We'll go there next. We'll go to the scriptures, Psalm 133:1. We'll talk about division and unity, and that'll take us to a great giveaway that David's got for us today. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. Happy New Year to you from, here on Call to Action Radio. Tomorrow we'll be having some fun talking about the things that happened over the New Year's weekend, which is always bizarre, and some things in the news. We'll have my buddy Pastor Chris Connell in here tomorrow, so we'll lighten it up. It's like a comedy routine when Chris and I get together, but we have a lot of fun. He loves the Lord. I love the Lord. And we'll be coming at a bunch of different topics tomorrow. Theology Thursday on Thursday and Friday and moving forward into the new year. And asking God for some big things here on Call to Action Radio. We're getting ready to retool the whole organization itself with the board of directors and all kinds of other stuff to really kind of just go out in faith and say, hey, Lord, I mean, you know, we believe that he's enabled all of this. We want to be speaking to more people around the country. We're about to embark this week or next week on our new Facebook campaign to really blow the Facebook page up, to be able to reach more people with the truth of God's word, to apply the scriptures to every nook and cranny of life with interviews and Theology Thursday and like every Monday when we're talking to our good friend David Fisher about these important issues of finance and money and possessions, which God made a big deal out of it in the scriptures. Jesus made a big deal out of it in the gospels. And so we include it here on Call to Action Radio. Not the most common thing that you hear on Christian radio, but it sure was common in the scriptures. And if it was common in the scriptures, it should be common for us as well. So we're always happy and grateful and blessed to have David Fisher from Landmark Capital with us. The website again, landmarkgold.com or 1-844-879-8882, and we're going to dive into a kind of a unity issue here for a couple of minutes, and you're very kind to bring another gracious offer to the Call to Action Radio audience. But let's jump in, David, with this scripture, Psalm 133:1, which will lead us into this conversation about the beautiful Morgan dollar.
The scripture says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. You know, and even though I'm a business owner, I've also previously been a pastor, so I know what it's like to be that and also to serve regularly in my church, when there's always some sort of division happening in churches and in countries and in governments, when there's unity, that's when a lot of things can get accomplished. And unfortunately, we've had a Congress that's been divided for almost 8 years.
Yeah.
We have a country now that's divided. The polls clearly showed that. And, you know, moving forward, this reminds me of a timeline era when we had a country divided where such division caused a civil war. And during that time, Steve, they took off our money in God We Trust. And I believe firmly, and I know you do too, and many of the listeners, that when you take God and the Lord out of a country, that country will fall, or severe devastation will happen at some levels of the country, unless it repents and turns from its wicked ways, and God then can heal their land. Well, in 1878, our country did some waking up, and when it comes to our money system, they started minting a silver coin called the Morgan Dollar. The distinctiveness of this coin that the United States Mint produced in its initial release was the most sophisticated coin design ever executed at the Mint at that time. It's a $1 silver coin. This was minted in 1878 through the year 1921, and this is the first $1 coin of mass usage internally in our country that they put back on In God We Trust, the model, back on our coinage. The ladies is designed from the neck above of the Statue of Liberty, and her crown that has the primary crops, the wheat and the cotton, the most prominent crops from the north and the south, bring our country back together. And where they put the motto on the back of the coin is above the eagle, which represents, yeah, in historians where they write about the design of this coin, is that they wanted God over our country. They wanted that our country would be, again, one nation under God. And also some historians say that this is to bring the presence of God back to America.
Yeah.
So for the next 50 callers who have never called my company before, and they're concerned about their money, they either have a 401k or an IRA or stocks or money in the bank, they've been hearing about this for some time, about a bail-in, been hearing about protecting and diversifying your money, I'm going to give them an incentive, not just the free literature and all the reports that we spend a lot of time and money to help educate people, but I'm going to give them an incentive, a free Morgan Dollar that's uncirculated. I'm holding one in my hand. It's brilliant. It's
so am I.
Gorgeous.
it's beautiful.
That,
I was showing everybody.
I
was showing everybody on Facebook Live. Yeah, this is the one that you were kind enough to send me. And it is just beautiful, uncirculated, so it looks like it just came hot off the presses. And that is the one thing you notice. So if you look at a regular coin and look at where the placement of In God We Trust, but you look at this one, and there it is above the eagle right beneath the United States of America. But that's it's just a beautiful coin, the Morgan dollar, the silver dollar. And it's so gracious of you, and I know many people have gotten. That's how they started their relationship with you guys at Landmark Capital.
Yeah, and it's not going to solve all their financial problems, but it's going to start the introduction, and then they can, you know, take another step, one step of many, to come to get their money protected from either currency devaluation or inflation, or just another tool to diversify their portfolio, or, God forbid, the worst, where they do a bail-in and seize our money through the legal notices of the Dodd-Frank Act.
Well, I think it's one thing that I think it's important for us to discuss, and thank you so much, by the way, of course, for this gracious offer to the folks here on Call to Action. And by the way, the phone number to call, and again, I would just ask this politely. David doesn't ask me to do this, but I think it's necessary. Call David and call this great staff at Landmark Capital, 844-879-8882, first 50 callers. But call them if you really are serious about getting information and being educated. Don't just call to grab a free coin. Let's respect our Christian brother here and not take advantage of his generosity. So if you are interested, want to begin that process, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882. Well, and I think, you know, it's been the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, especially in conservative talk radio, David, where all of a sudden there was like this proliferation of gold companies, and you hear it all the time on Glenn Beck and stuff. And I think that, you know, you got to kind of filter through all this stuff, because on one hand, it's like, oh gosh, this is just another way to kind of take people's money. So there's some right information, but also, of course, some wrong information coming out of the media. Help us understand the real value of precious metals, especially gold and silver, kind of the things that are true and the things that aren't.
You know, there's a lot of companies out there, Steve, and we've helped a lot of people, and there's no pressure working with our company. The process is real simple. And, you know, the first call, they'll be able to sense that we treat people with respect and dignity. And I feel that if you give people the right information, they can make the right decisions for them. They don't need any pressure.
Oh, absolutely. So when people start to go down this road, what does that look like if you're wanting to move forward in investing in precious metals? And again, this isn't something David never says, hey, this is to take over your investment portfolio. This is diversification, which the scriptures talk about as well. But what does that kind of look like for somebody that's never gone down this road before? How do you actually do this? How do you actually invest in precious metals?
Well, their first call is we get a packet out to them. We really don't talk in depth about anything. I mean, usually they have some questions. We answer them, and we might ask a few questions to make sure we're sending out appropriate information. But the second conversation, or somewhere down the road, there's a conversation that happens that is initiated by the person calling in, your listeners there, and they want to learn more because it starts to make sense. The facts, they feel in their spirit something's wrong. And so they start asking, well, how do I go about doing this? So we start asking them between 5 to 10 questions because it's not a one shoe that fits all. So we ask them what their goals are, what their concerns are, what they're trying to accomplish. Are they moving money out of retirement like a 401k and rolling that over, or an IRA, rolling that over? Are they doing an over-the-counter purchase that they're just writing out a check? And so we start the education process, and those two ways of doing that are different. And then we also start the process of asking questions like, you know, are you concerned about inflation? Are you concerned about currency devaluation? What types of funds are you wanting to protect? How long you're looking at going in the market? What age are you? What type of investor are you? Would give us a little history of your investment landscape. You know, what have you been investing in? What's your style of investing? What's your risk tolerance? Because we want to be very conservative with people and want to make sure that we hit the bullseye. And so when that is all done, this 15 to 20 minute conversation, then we start educating them about the four distinct markets that are available. We narrow it down to what's a tailor-made portfolio for them that matches their goals, their dollar amounts they're working with, and the timeline that they're working with. And then we go into the market, and they take and receive physical possession of their metals. We ship it to them.
Yeah, which is an amazing concept because most of us don't think about that. You know, kind of our investment portfolio, we see it online, we get a monthly statement, we talk to somebody over the phone. But the fact that you can take physical possession, which ties into what we've talked about time and time again, which we were talking about it on the air, David, a year ago, and all of a sudden in the last 6 months, 7 months, everybody's talking about the bail-in. I want to ask you about that when we come back from the break. I also want to ask you about just for you as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, when you're dealing with the investments and you're talking about precious metals and you're dealing with other people's money. Man, I don't know that I would have the grit to be in your business as you're handling other people's money. I want to ask you, David, when we come back from the break, how does your faith kind of inform you and lead you and guide you down these roads as you're helping people, and especially today, people that listening to us here on Call to Action Radio? Again, first 50 callers, if you want to get that silver Morgan dollar, it's just beautiful and historic. Their phone number at Landmark Capital, 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution right now here on Call to Action Radio. This is Steve Noble. Here's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to change out all of my bump music in the next 48 hours. I'm kind of a music freak. I love music. I listen to music a lot. And when I'm not listening to talk radio and reading and doing stuff for the show, I'm definitely a music guy. So I'm. Are you tired of my bump music? I mean, it's okay if you're tired of it. So am I. I'm so done with it. So I'll just get rid of it all and just start from scratch. So I'll get some new stuff in there in the next couple of days. That's my New Year's resolution, my one and only. Definitely some personal goals. We talked about that as a family a couple of days ago, you know, goals for 2017. And today, you know, we're continuing on with our Money Mondays here on Call to Action Radio with our good friend David Fisher, who we were talking about it in the last segment. Just a really generous offer. If you want to get more information about investing in precious metals and want to be guided in that conversation respectfully and with love and compassion and patience with our friends at Landmark Capital. The phone number to the first 50 callers, the beautiful silver Morgan dollar we were talking about earlier, and I was showing people the one that I have right here in the studio on Facebook Live, facebook.com/C2A Radio, if you'd like to check that out. But I've got one right here. I'm holding it up for the camera. There's a Morgan silver dollar. Just beautiful. First 50 callers, 844-879-8882 to talk to my friends at Landmark Capital. 844-879-8882. Just an introductory little gift there for you to begin a conversation so it'll help you with information and education. David, Happy New Year. Of course, David Fisher is with us, the CEO of Landmark Capital. Any New Year's resolutions, or did you kind of grow out of that game like I did?
I've grown out of that. a couple years ago, you know, I make mental notes and business goals and personal goals, but it's not like a resolutionary type of thing. We do it more than once a year anyway, so.
Yeah, it's always funny. I said it's January 3rd. I was asking people on Facebook Live, go ahead and fess up if you made a New Year's resolution on the 31st, and here we are, January 3rd, and you already broke it, which I think, you know, I didn't go to the gym this week because All the one-timers are there, and it's just a zoo the first week of January. When I go in next Monday, it'll be pretty quiet like it usually is. Well, I asked you a question, kind of set this up before the break, David, and a lot of people, if they're newer to the Call to Action Radio audience, don't know that you used to serve as a youth pastor, a great story of how God led you down to the Phoenix, Arizona area, but you deal in an industry as a financial expert and dealing with precious metals and dealing with people's retirement money and hard-earned money. How does your faith kind of guide you and lead you down this road? Because I would imagine that's got to be a pretty harrowing environment to be in when you're managing money and helping people with their money and they're looking to you for advice. How does your faith kind of factor into what you do every day at Landmark Capital?
Well, at first, 23 years ago, I felt like Moses, where it's like, why are you choosing me? You know, I studied a little bit. You know, I didn't know what to say back then. I didn't know economics. And, you know, there's nothing more. God has patience for people who want to serve him. And I think that's been the key. I've been harder on myself than probably anyone would be. You know, and I take what I do seriously. And at first I was so, you know, what kind of market should I put him into? And I felt like it was so obligated to make sure we do the right thing, and I still feel that way. But I realized I had an environment where I kind of woke up and I said, you know, if I had that much control over the market, then I would be like a god, and I don't want to have anything to be anything like a god. I want to resemble and be reflective of Christ, but I can't control the markets, and stockbrokers can't, and money managers can't either, and I'm really in the same category. So I came off the pedal still, and I said, you know, I just need to put my hope and trust in the Lord and do the right thing and show myself approved and study and research so I can give the best information that is at my fingertips with the best resources and good people I can partner with like you.
And has been in this, being in this business for as long as you have, David, and talking to a lot of different people and building relationships with people, you know, obviously there in your area, Phoenix, Arizona, but around the country, does that give an opportunity for you to just love people well and minister to people and even have gospel conversations from time to time?
It does turn into that, and I look for that. There's been many times when it turns into a personal, because I used to, part of my youth pastoring also, I did men's ministry, so it's part of my nature. It kind of comes out periodically. I've had the chance to counsel a lot of people during our time talking about metals, and the person says, well, I don't know how we got involved in that, but thank you. I feel like you gave me some things that really would change my life if I can put them into practice, and I think I can. I've heard that many times, and that's what it's all about. It's not about money. It's about helping people, and I use the precious metals as the vehicle to get down to that road.
Yeah, and again, we're talking to David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, and again, very, very kind today to offer for our listeners, for you out there, a free Morgan Stanley silver dollar. It's a beautiful coin, all about unity and God we trust above the eagle, which was really interesting coming out of the Civil War area where the country as it is today, very divided. First 50 callers, 844-879 844-879-8882. And again, just a reminder, please take advantage of this. If you want to get information and want to get educated about precious metals, don't just try to grab a free coin. Well, David, we mentioned briefly earlier about the bail-in, and I brought up the Dodd-Frank Act and some hopes and concerns that we have about a new administration and the Dodd-Frank Act and how that affects the bail-in and what we talked about in the past. So let's go down that road here as we finish up our time today on the air.
There's three parts, really, of the Dodd-Frank Act, and really only one has been implemented. Well, two have been implemented. The one part that's been put into law is they changed the legal ownership of our money, that now they can seize it at any time. So that's the first part. That's been implemented from a legal standpoint, but not been, you know, initiated. The implementation that's been implemented, or the second area that's been implemented and also initiated, is they required a lot of reporting requirements for banks with the Dodd-Frank Act, and it cost a lot of money to banks, and small banks backed away and were bought out by big banks, so it caused this too big to fail theory. Bigger banks got bigger during this, since 2010, the Dodd-Frank Act was signed into law. And so Donald Trump's trying to undo that. He's trying to take that one portion of the Dodd-Frank Act and modify it. So he's not going to, he's clearly said with Steve Mnuchin, which is Secretary of Treasury, that they're not going to repeal Dodd-Frank, but they're going to modify this one area on how banks lend money. The third area is the leveraging of money in banks. What Deutsche Bank did and several others, what brought the system down, Lehman Brothers did in 2008, leverage money. That was supposed to be implemented under the Dodd-Frank Act, where the leveraging money was supposed to be limited in small amounts percentage-wise of the bank's revenue. Obviously, if Deutsche Bank, which is not just in Europe but also in America, got 90% of their revenue up until last year from leverage money, the Dodd-Frank implementation of that portion of it never got put into place, and that's the biggest concern. So moving forward, they clearly can do a bail-in, and if we see banks leveraging money, and it, one bank goes under, a big one, it's going to have a domino effect, and that's my biggest concern. That could trigger this bail-in.
Yeah, and the bail-in then, when we had a bailout last time, we go back into the Obama administration, and like with GM, and the government's going to provide a bunch of money, which they, you know, obviously ran up the debt to do that. A bail-in, instead of using government money, they use whose money?
They use citizens' money. They go to the citizens' accounts. It's happened predominantly in seven countries where they actually went in and seized their retirement, their pension, their bank account. There's some seven other countries where it's kind of a partial bail-in, but there's clearly been this movement. It's happened mostly in European countries where they have this socialistic belief system, and unfortunately that's what's happened in the last 8 years under the present administration. And some of that's going to get undone, but there's still a lot of things that have to happen before this fully gets unraveled, and it's such a fabric of our country, you know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. There's other entities just besides, even the FDIC is involved in this thing called the bail-in. So that's why I encourage you to get to the report. The listeners listen, call in and get that report so they can read up on this. There's a lot of things that are woven in the fabric of our country that deal with the bail-in.
Yeah, and that's something, and again, I often use this phrase, hey, do not have a pre-9/11 mindset in a post-9/11 world. You hear people now, not just on this show, but like I've mentioned, all of a sudden in the last 6 months, I hear other financial people and other conservative talk radio venues talking about the bail-in. We were talking about it a year ago because you brought that to our attention, and nobody was talking about it then. But this is something that as the government grows, as their debt gets worse, even with Donald Trump, who wants to do a $1 trillion infrastructure package, that's going to get added to the debt. And whether you voted for him or not, we're still talking about the behemoth known as the federal government. And as the debt situation gets worse, the government will get more desperate. And ultimately, they can look you square in the face and say, hey, listen, if we didn't come in and do this, we would have an ultimate collapse. So it would be far worse. So we did what we had to do to save all of us. And then they're rationalizing doing like what happened in Cyprus not that long ago. You wake up the next morning and your bank account is $10,000 lighter, and the government did it. And that's now on track to be something that's very possible here in the United States of America. I just don't think we give much consideration to these kind of nightmare scenarios. But again, just go back to 2001 and play in your mind full-size passenger airplanes flying into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon. This is a reality that is that's coming towards us in the future. David Fisher, as always, great to have you, buddy. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time today, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and God bless you, Steve.
Okay, pal, we'll talk to you again next week. Again, just for the last few people that can get in, first 50 callers for Landmark Capital get this free Morgan Silver Dollar. Just a beautiful coin to begin a relationship so you can get education and information. Their phone number, 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882, plus some other great informational papers that they want to provide for you for free. This is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.